$150 and yet another $1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty Points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty Points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A Los Angeles hospital paid thousands of dollars to hackers to get its computer systems back up and running. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Hollywood Presbyterian Medical Center handed over about $17,000 worth of bitcoins, a form of internet currency. Staff started noticing a problem almost 2 weeks ago. Malware had locked access to certain systems and was preventing electronic communications. Administrators decided the quickest way to get back up and running was to pay the ransom, and the system was restored Monday. The FBI is investigating. I'm Tammy Rose.
That Starbucks latte you're sipping could have a lot more sugar than you think. A new report from the British Campaign Action on Sugar finds that one flavored drink from the popular coffee chain could contain as much as 25 teaspoons of sugar. That's three times the amount of sugar in a can of soda. That gives a whole new meaning to adding sweetener. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down, and then it becomes totally lukewarm before turning cold. Sad and cold. But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot Cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot Cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
Bill Cosby is suing a woman who accused him of drugging and assaulting her. Andrea Constan's allegations have triggered the only criminal charges against the comedian in the ongoing assault scandal. The New York Times says the lawsuit alleges Constan's lawyers broke an agreement in a previous civil suit by the woman that was resolved out of court. More than 50 women have come forward and accused Cosby of assault. People who care for elderly family members are being urged to seek help rather than give up their own lives. Liz Garcia-Levitt of the Utah Center for Alzheimer's Care, Imaging, and Research says she spends most of her time trying to help caregivers understand their limitations.
Most of the work I do is working with caregivers and helping them understand that it's not a failure on their part to accept help.
She says those that care for elderly family members in their homes often make the situation worse by putting off their medical treatments and giving up their friends. A recent study published by JAMA Internal Medicine shows caregivers are five times more likely to give up what they enjoy doing in order to care for an elderly family member. Liz Garcia-Levitt of the Utah Center for Alzheimer's Care, Imaging, and Research says there are some things caregivers shouldn't give up.
You can't lose your own friendships. You can't put off your own medical treatments and turn yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over to caregiving.
Liz Garcia-Levitt of the Utah Center for Alzheimer's Care, Imaging, and Research. And again, the study was published by JAMA Internal Medicine. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
On today's program, I'll be talking with Andrea Gellert, the Chief Marketing Officer of OnDeck, the leader in online funding for small businesses. If your business needs capital for equipment, personnel, inventory, and more, OnDeck might have the lending solution for you. It's Thursday, February 18th, 2016, and taking care of business starts right now.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's currently 12:05, and as always on a Thursday afternoon, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Got a special show for you today. I have a guest that I've done a little bit of business with over the past year, and I really was impressed with the company, so I've invited the folks from OnDeck to join me, and with me today will be the Chief Marketing Officer, Andrea Gellert. Andrea's been with OnDeck since November of 2012. Prior to that, she was the Vice President of Client Service and Operations at Group Commerce, an e-commerce platform for publishers, and a very impressive resume and a lot of work experience. Andrea, welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Good to be talking to you today.
It's great to have you. And you know, I mentioned that we've done business together. We'll get into that in a little bit. If the folks listening in would like to follow along, you can go to their website. It's www.ondeck.com. So O-N-D-E-C-K.com, similar to baseball, you're on deck. And did a lot of research about OnDeck in preparation for this interview, for the show, and I think I'm even more impressed than I was going through the process. So for our listeners, and the way we've been promoting the show all week was that if your business needs capital, and that could be anything from you have to purchase inventory, you're trying to do expand operations, maybe hire more employees, buy equipment, then sometimes OnDeck, an online lending company, might be the easier way or the faster way for you to access that capital. So if you would, just tell us a little bit about OnDeck, how long you've been around, and what the goals are.
Sure. So we are, and thank you for that introduction, Jim. OnDeck has been around for the past 8 years. We're 100% focused on small business, which we believe is a differentiator because it's the only thing we do is focus on the needs of small business owners and their capital requirements. We've delivered more than $3 billion to businesses in all 50 states in the United States, and we also provide capital in Australia and Canada. To tell you a little bit about our loans, we offer term loans up to $500,000 and lines of credit up to $100,000. And our focus, as you said, is on providing the kind of ongoing capital that small businesses really need on a regular basis. You know, we know that businesses have multiple needs for financing to grow as well as to manage ongoing cash flow, and we want to be their first choice for financing across all these different needs at all stages of their lifetime.
Very good. Now, like me, we opened our business in 2009, heart of a recession, and then you guys started in 2007. Did you find that the borrowers found OnDeck to be easier then? Was it harder to lend money? Because once that recession hit, banks, the traditional lending institutions, just weren't lending at all.
Absolutely. You know, we entered the market in 2007. Small businesses had really two options for capital. They could go to merchant cash advances if they had credit card receivables, and that choice is was and still is a very expensive choice for financing, or they could go to a bank. And, you know, the banks had actually, even prior to 2008, had been steadily reducing the amount of small business lending they were doing, and then clearly after 2008, that issue just magnified. And the issue really had to do with the fact that that banks just didn't have, and really for the most part still don't have, the technology to make small business loans in an efficient or cost-effective manner. You know, it's not that they don't want to help small businesses. You know, for the most part, the banks that we talk to do. It's just that their processes are extremely manual for lending and really designed to underwrite the $1 million loan, you know, not the $50,000 loan. And the reality is that the small business owner more often needs a $50,000 loan than they may ever need a $1 million loan. So we really saw a large opportunity to take advantage of new technology and data innovations to fill this, you know, large hole in the market, which became much bigger after 2008, and we built a solution that leverages data and technology to make the process like dramatically more efficient and much easier. And so, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned our name. You know, the actual the creation of our name was, you know, we thought initially when we went into market that the idea would be if the bank turns you down, you know, we're on deck for you. And what we found over time is that our process and application process and our services is so simple and so tailored to small business that we're actually now becoming more of a first choice for small businesses versus, you know, heading to a bank.
And that's, you know, I want to get into the process a little bit later, but that's one of the things that I noticed as well. And even in the testimonials on your website, there was one gentleman who, or actually it's on the video, so if you go to www.ondeck.com, there is a video at the bottom that kind of explains. It's a short video, but the gentleman in there, and there was a graphic that went with it. When you go to the bank, it seems very cumbersome in that you're going to be asked, well, let's see your last 3 years of financials, and let's see your credit history, and instead of it just being, here's what I need, and I'll give you a decision. It's here's what I need. And then before I give you a decision, I'm going to need 3 or 4 more exhibits, you know, and we're going to stretch this out sometimes weeks, months, and the business owner needs money now.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's sort of two things that are interesting what you've said. You know, the first is just that, you know, business owners need to spend their time running their business, and any hour that's taking them away from that is real money lost to their business. And so, you know, there have been all kinds of studies done. You know, the New York Fed has found that business owners on average spend 33 hours searching and applying for credit, all without the guarantee of an approval. We have one example of another one of our customers who spent 22 hours over 4 weeks away from her business, driving to and from her local bank, and meeting with a banker in person to apply for a loan. She had to spend $2,500 and 6 hours with a CPA to get an official P&L statement. And eventually, the banker told her that she couldn't get a loan because she didn't have 2 years of tax returns, which is clearly something they could have asked right at the outset, rather than send her through that rigmarole. And for us, because we focus on the needs of small businesses, we think it's important to have a quick and easy application process and not just say yes quickly, but we also want to respect a small business owner's time. And if we're going to say no, we also want to say no quickly, because we understand that the business owner's time is money, and we really want to do everything we can to not waste their time.
Very good. Now, we've talked about the evil empire, the banking institutions. How is OnDeck different from a bank?
So, sure. And, you know, for us, we partner with banks. We don't see banks as evil. We just see them as under technology resource and just less focused on small business than we are. But we said there are a few important distinctions that people should know about OnDeck versus a bank. First, we're strictly a lender. We don't take deposits or function like banks in that way at all. We are not a depository institution. And then secondly, you know, we are really technology driven in order to provide a more convenient process for our customers. So if you go online, or you can also call us, our application takes about 10 minutes and we can fund you, if we say yes, in as fast as a business day. And the reason we can do this is because we are able to take in over 2,000 data points electronically into our system to process our credit applications. And what we're focused on, and this is where we're also very different from a bank, is that we're very focused on the business operations and the cash flow of the business. We are looking at you in terms of how is your business performing, not, you know, what are you like as the business owner. Because we've found that if you focus on the business owner, then you tend to focus things on things like personal credit. And one of the things that we found is that personal credit can provide lots of sort of false positives as well as false negatives in making a credit decision, right? Our goal in lending a business owner money is to help the business owner and then for us to get paid back, right? If the business owner doesn't pay us back, OnDeck, you know, doesn't have any revenue. And so it's really important that we make a thoughtful credit decision. And when we focus on personal credit, the challenge there, and we don't just look at personal credit, we do look at it, but we're really looking at the business operations, because we understand that, first of all, a lot of business owners may sacrifice their personal credit to build their business. And secondly, personal credit doesn't you may you may have a certain profile as a consumer, but that profile doesn't take into account the $500,000 or $1 million business you may be running in terms of how much debt you can actually support. So, you know, really focusing on the cash flow and the operations of a business rather than the business owner's personal credit profile also, I think, is a big difference between us and most lending institutions.
Very good. And I was only teasing about the evil empire. You know, the banks definitely have a purpose and a use. But I did what I'm trying to show the listeners, and there's several, you know, that have tuned into this show, is that there are options out there for them when a bank does say no, or when, you know, one of the biggest issues facing small business today, and this is a phenomenon that I've noticed in the last 2 to 3 years, is that, you know, you set up terms of net 30 with your customers, and then they voluntarily stretch that to net 45, net 60, net 90 plus, and suddenly you're feeling like you've become the bank because you're holding all this receivables out there. Where do you go to get the money, you know, to fund your business? So I want to step away for a minute. We're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the process. We're talking with Andrea Gellert, the Chief Marketing Officer of OnDeck, and we'll have much more on taking care of business right after this.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. My guest today is Andrea Gellert, who's the Chief Marketing Officer of OnDeck, an online lender. And before we get back into like more of the process questions, I did want to touch on the types of products that you offer. You mentioned term loans and lines of credit. So what I'm looking to do here is explain to the listeners, you know, what is a term loan? What are the terms of that loan? And then also a line of credit.
Sure, absolutely. So at OnDeck, we offer a real full spectrum of different types of financing products to help match the type of lending a small business might need at kind of every stage of their life cycle. And so our complete financing solution includes what we call kind of short-term loans, which are up to $250,000. The term length tends to be between 3 and 12 months. And the focus of those loans is really for, I would say, growth capital with a near-in ROI for the business. We then also have longer-term loans that go up to $500,000, and that's more for terms between 12 and 36 months. And those are really geared towards larger investments for bigger projects that may have a longer-term payback for the business owner. Those are our term loan products. But then, because we also understand there's a real need for for business owners, like you say, to manage the ongoing working capital ebbs and flows of the day-to-day business. We have lines of credit that are up to $100,000, and they are revolving. So, you know, as you use them when you need them, you draw down, you pay back. It's more of a cash-based line of credit, comparable, I would say, in style to a credit card, but it obviously, cash can be used for far many more things than a credit card can.
Very good. I've actually used both products, a term loan and the line of credit, and the line of credit was the one that I think saved me, in essence, because we had major construction done at our store. There was a sewer pipe that malfunctioned, and they had to basically tear down my store and rebuild from the inside. And the landlord promised, yeah, we're going to cover it, and at the last minute he said, no, we're not. And suddenly I'm on the hook with contractors and everything, and I called my my rep, Matthew Olson, and he said, we can't do anything with the term loan, but I think we can help you in a line of credit. And I do want to give Matthew a shout out. Very professional. Love working with him, and he's educated me tremendously on the process. And so I wanted to ask this, and we didn't discuss this before the show, but have you ever heard from stores or from businesses that say, without OnDeck, I would have shut my doors, you know, months ago?
It's interesting that you say that, Jim. And first of all, I'm thrilled that you've enjoyed your experience working with us. And, you know, we really pride ourselves in the type of service we offer our customers. So, we like to say, you know, people love to talk about their representative by name, and that just gives you a sense of how we think about the needs of small businesses. But, you know, to your question, yes, I think, listen, most of the time our customers are using our loans for what I would call kind of offense needs, right? They're growing their business, they're hiring more people, they're trying to get more inventory or expand their location. But we do have a certain percentage of our business that's driven by more defensive plays. And that happens when you run a small business, right? It could be construction on your street. It could be we had a customer in Chicago who ran a bar across the street from the hockey stadium, and when the NHL went on strike, you know, it caused a momentary gap in revenue during a really busy time. And so we recognize that short-term negative situations can happen to otherwise very healthy businesses, and yet small businesses tend not to have the types of financial cushions that larger businesses do to work through it. And so we do have customers who tell us, you are a lifesaver. You know, I once spent time with a really interesting retailer in D.C., and during the government shutdown, it kind of happened right when it was their peak season for people to come buy things from them that would help fund their holiday inventory. And so they used our loan to cover the gap. So, yes, we definitely see that as a use case for our funding.
Excellent. Now, as mentioned in the beginning of the program, you said that OnDeck has loaned over $3 billion in loans. I don't remember the exact number. It's on the website, www.ondeck.com, about how many businesses that you've lent to. But what types of businesses would want to consider OnDeck?
Sure. So we've loaned to over 45,000 businesses, just to give you the exact number. And we lend to, you know, really most small businesses. We lend across 700 different industries, all 50 states. Think about typical Main Street businesses, the bakery, the restaurants, the beauty salon. We have manufacturing, we have wholesalers. Our minimum qualifications include a year in business and $100,000 in annual revenue, although our typical customer has been in business for 6 years and has more like $700,000 in annual revenue. So we're not really appropriate for startups, right? Because we're making decision based on the operating cash flows of a business, so it does have to be a working business. But beyond those criteria, you know, we can really work with everybody that comes through our doors.
Very good. Now, let's talk about the process a little bit. Just like at a bank, there's an application process. But walk us through the business that's been around 5 or 6 years, needs that short-term capital. What can they expect as far as what you require before a decision can be made, and then how long would it take?
Sure. So most people come to us through our website. We have an online application form. If people want to call, they can call us as well. And in either situation, we have a simple application process, you know, you've been through it so you know, where we ask them basic information about the business, and that takes probably around 10 minutes or less to complete. Once we have that information and have processed and got all the other information we get about the business, we can kind of one of two things can happen. We can say, listen, we still need to find you get more information from you. So let's talk or let's email just so we can fill out the information profile for your business. Or it can be, listen, we have all the information that we need. Here's the loan approval amount that we can extend to you, and we have a dedicated specialist in either case to make available to talk to a small business owner. Because one thing we really appreciate is that taking out financing is a big decision for a small business. We understand that and we respect that. And you know, we know that most people don't want to take out a $30,000 or $40,000 credit decision without talking to somebody about it first. And so we make our loan specialists available Monday through Saturday, actually, and we're before the day starts at 8 a.m. and we close at 10 p.m. Eastern because, again, we know small businesses don't have a typical 9-to-5 corporate Monday through Friday office day. And so we spend time talking to the business owner and really think through with them what the right type of lending for their need is. And then once there's a final decision made, the customer goes back online and signs goes through kind of a checkout process the same way that you might go on a e-commerce site. And then once that's all done, which can be extremely quick as you can imagine, the funds are usually sent to the account and are in there usually within 24 hours.
That's excellent. And that was my experience as well. Obviously, when you take out a loan, somebody's going to want you to pay it back. So how does repayment work at OnDeck?
Right. So what we do is we set up a direct debit from a business's ACH for the amount of payback. Our loans either pay back daily or weekly, depending on the customer and depending on the product. And those get automatically debited during kind of every bank, you know, banking day. So if it's a bank holiday like this past Monday was for President's Day, we don't take a debit.
Okay, excellent. Now, are OnDeck loans what they call unsecured?
So they actually are secured by a general lien on the assets of the business, and they're backed by a personal guarantee. But we don't take personal assets like collateral, and we don't require a specific amount, type, or value of the collateral, and there's no appraisal of the specific assets that are required.
Okay, very good. Let's see, where are we? I think we covered it, but I just want to go over it again. How is OnDeck different from a bank? Or, you know, we did cover that, but, you know, just I'm getting some tweets and some questions from listeners asking, am I talking to a bank or am I talking to a lender? And, you know, I don't know that we've actually gotten that, you know, cleared for them.
Right. So, let's see if I can clarify that. So, OnDeck provides financing in the same way, for example, that many equipment leasing companies will provide you an equipment lease, and they may not be banks. Hopefully, that clarifies it. We are covered by a variety of kind of regulations that anybody lending money to commercial entities are covered by. So, in that respect, we have certain kind of rules and systems that we have to operate under as a lender, but we're not a bank. And in terms of, I guess maybe one of the questions might be, well, where does OnDeck get its money to lend, right? If you're not taking deposits, where are we actually getting the money to lend? And we get our capital through two sources. We have financial institutions that we have relationships with, and so we have credit lines set up with them that we draw from to fund our loans with. And then we also have what's called a marketplace model, where we have loans that are then purchased in a financial marketplace, although we retain all kind of the relationship with the customer and all of the servicing of that loan.
And the company recently went public, didn't they?
Yes, we went public in December 2014. It was a super exciting super excited, kind of crazy day. But yes, and I think, you know, you've asked a little bit about On Deck in terms of why might people choose us, and there, if you'll allow me to brag a little bit, we are a public company, so we have been subjected to and are monitored by all of the scrutiny of our friends at the SEC, and we have, you know, an A+ Better Business rating with the Better Business Bureau, and you know, as you look at us online, you can see that there are, as you say, a lot of customers who have really talked about how much they value our service. And again, I think it's because we have this combination of this complete credit solution, but also this real dedication to service.
Excellent. We got to step away, take a break for a short news brief, and then when we come back, we'll continue talking about the process involved and some of the industry questions that I have regarding On Deck. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be back right after this.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
A while back, Justin Antonin Scalia named his replacement, who happens to be opposed by the NRA.
In an interview with C-SPAN in 2012, Justice Antonin Scalia said he would want Judge Frank Easterbrook of the U.S. Seventh Circuit in the Midwest to take his place on the Supreme Court if he should ever leave the bench.
If I had to pick somebody to replace me on the Supreme Court, it would be Frank. He and I tend to see things the same, because we're both applying the same principles of textualism and originalism.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
A pair of new national polls offer conflicting snapshots of the GOP presidential race. A new CBS News New York Times poll shows Trump leading the GOP presidential field by a wide margin with 35% support. However, the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal survey shows Cruz jumping 2 points ahead of Trump with 28% support. This is USA Radio News.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. Working overtime. Work out.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Special edition of Taking Care of Business today, as we are speaking with Andrea Gellert, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at On Deck, which is an online lending program. And Andrea, just want to, again, welcome you back to the program. One of the things that, well, I'm going to get back to that in 1 second, but you touched on a little earlier when I mentioned that On Deck has been around since 2007, but the lending landscape, how would you describe that as changing over the, you know, since 2007 up to present day? And if you had that crystal ball, you know, we're in a political year, you know, an election year. What do you see on the horizon as far as lending is concerned?
So, you know, it's interesting. When On Deck first entered the market in 2007, the small business lending landscape was primarily comprised of banks and merchant cash advances, like I had said. And now the space, which is sort of been referred to as alternative in the past, is really moving mainstream with new players and new products and new partnerships. And, you know, it's interesting, in our early years, our customers were coming to us, like I said, after first approaching their banks, but today they're coming to us first. And so, you know, I see that trend continuing. You know, there's a great quote by Bill Gates that says that people underestimate the change that can happen in 2 years or 5 years. So they overestimate the change that can happen in a very short period of time, but they underestimate the change that happens in 10 years. And if you think about, kind of, if I had my crystal ball, I look at this industry and say, in the same way that so many other industries have moved from offline to online, that's where lending is going. Think about the last time you talked to a travel agent, or think about the last time that you booked a car rental in person, or think about the last time you went to a bookstore. You know, all of these things which we now take for granted as online experiences, only in the last 10 years has that actually happened. And you know, certainly with the technology and the increasing data footprint that we see out there, that's where our business is going, and we know that that's how small businesses want to engage with us.
Very good. And, you know, so the next question then, and I want to make it like a two-parter, should banks worry about OnDeck, or do you see them having to change their business model and their ways of lending to compete with you?
So I think that what we're seeing, you know, banks have probably two or three choices. They can replicate this, the type of business that we've developed, and they can build, right? I think when we've engaged in discussions with banks, you know, I think the challenge for them is we invested a significant amount of money through venture capital and other dollars into building our technology and building our business, and then we've loaned $3 billion, which has allowed us to really evolve the credit models that we have. And for a bank in this day and age to make that argument to do internally for the small business sector, it's really hard, right? They've got a whole host of other priorities that would likely compete. So build could happen, but it seems somewhat less likely. I think the partnership model is something that we've certainly actively engaged with, and we see a lot of interest from banks. So we have a relationship with BBVA Compass, which is a top 20 bank that is in the Southeast, and we also announced in December a partnership with JPMorgan Chase to provide our model and our servicing operation to them so that they can then provide loans on their own balance sheet to their customers, their business customers. And so I think both models are possible. And I think it's maybe less about banks being worried and more about banks kind of recognizing that there's a real need here and there's a real market for this, and they should be focused on a solution to provide their core depository customers with the capital that they need.
So it sounds like when you speak about the JPMorgan Chase partnership, there's a bit of an evolution going on in the banking industry if they're the ones taking that first step.
Oh, absolutely. I think what we've heard in the past is that, you know, banks tend to, they tend to be a little bit more obviously risk averse, and so when they see companies like JPMorgan Chase taking the lead on this, that's really validated the model for us at OnDeck as well as for the lending landscape overall. And so I expect to see more banks sort of follow that path.
Very good. Now, one of the things that OnDeck has is the website businessloans.com. Can you speak to that and how that may help the business owner get their ducks in a row and make sure that, you know, OnDeck is the right choice for them?
Yes, absolutely. So we spend a lot of time talking to our customers, and we do a lot of customer surveying. And one of the things that we found out sort of loud and clear from our customers was just how difficult it was for them to find out information about financing online. It was tough for them if they went to the SBA website. You know, that's a tough site to navigate. And it just wasn't one place for people to go to where they could say, what are all the different types of financing that are available to small businesses, and what might I qualify for, and how are they different from each other? And so we developed businessloans.com to be this educational resource for our business owners. And, you know, we're quite committed to credit education in general. And one of the things that I haven't mentioned about our products, which I should have, is that one of the real differentiating factors for OnDeck versus even others in our space is that we're committed to growing the business owner's business credit profile, and we report back our loans to the business credit bureaus as a means of helping our businesses improve their credit profile over time, which is really important as you try to secure more and more and larger financing over time. And so, but understanding what drives business credit and how to improve business credit and all of that is also something that's fairly opaque to business owners. And so business loans really addresses both of those areas, which is, you know, what does business credit mean? How do I strengthen it? What can actually weaken it? How do I avoid weakening it? And then what are the different types of financing that may be appropriate for my stage of a business in my life cycle?
Very good. So again, two websites that our listeners should be paying attention to. It's businessloans.com, and that's probably where you want to go and do a little bit of research before you go to ondeck.com, and then finally ondeck.com to learn more about the company and then potentially submit an application for any lending services that you might need. I'm a huge, particularly with this show, I probably read close to 125 business articles a week. I'm always looking at new angles, whether it's, you know, things that are going to affect businesses in the way of customer service or, you know, product technology and things like that. And that's what brought me to having you on here today, because we do get a lot of questions from our listeners. Most of them are business owners, and they're all saying the same thing. You know, I want to expand my business, but I don't know where to go. What I look at is, you know, if you watch shows like Shark Tank, if you watch shows like Undercover Boss, and, you know, one of my personal favorites, The Profit on CNBC, what you notice is that a lot of times business owners don't have a clue as to what their financial status is at that particular moment. So can businessloans.com help that? Is it something that the OnDeck representative can help, you know, get people the information? Or like you mentioned before, should they, you know, sit with a CPA, get the financials in order, and know what the health and strength of their company is before calling OnDeck?
I think becoming educated about your credit profile is a really important thing for a business owner to do. And I think all three of those options are things that businesses can do. I mean, certainly we have a lot of information on businessloans.com that helps owners understand the different types of financing available and what types of businesses qualify for each, what the common use cases are, and the like. We also have a tool that we've created, which we call the fundability tool, that's currently on businessloans.com, that walks people through a series of questions to say, you know, what type of business are you? How long have you been in business? What type of credit profile on the personal side do you have? What are your revenues? And that comes up with a profile that then also connects to these different types of loans. So it may say, hey, you'd be really a great candidate for an SBA loan. Let me tell you about SBA loans, and here's the section on businessloans.com that have it. Or actually, you'd be great for a short-term financing need. Let me tell you more about how those loans work. And I think, you know, to the point about understanding your profile, that's critical when you're really encountering a financing need. And we always say that business owners should ask themselves, you know, a good four questions. You know, the first one is, what's the ROI assessment? You know, are you looking to open a new location? Is it a longer-term investment or a shorter-term investment? And then secondly, you know, what kind of electronic footprint do you have? And I know I've listened to some of your previous radio spots, Jim, and you mentioned a lot how important it is for a business owner to be up to date on all of their social media and all of their website information. And, you know, that's important to drive customers, but it's also important if you're considering online lending, because one of the most important things that we have to do is verify that the business that is saying that it's a business is actually a business. And a key way we do that is by validating somebody's online presence. And so, you know, really making sure that information is up to date is super important. And then the third thing we say to people is, you know, keep your business bank account super steady and consistent. Companies like ours will want to see consistent cash flows in and out of your business, and if it's all over the place, that's going to be a challenge for us to make a great lending decision. And in terms of how people do that, you know, there are different resources there. We actually have a partnership with SCORE. I don't know, are you familiar with SCORE?
No.
So SCORE is a really interesting nonprofit organization that has 11,000 retired business executives all over the country who operate as mentors to small businesses. And you know, we have a connection point. You can see it on businessloans.com. You can also see it on deck.com, where we can match you to a mentor in your area for a small business. And it's a free service, which is great for small businesses. And they can, you know, really sit with the small business owner and look at how the business is being run and provide some of that coaching and mentoring to help a business owner get their business in the best place to be underwritten by a lender.
Very good. All right. I got a couple more questions for you when we come back. We got to take our last break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Andrea Gellert, who's the Chief Marketing Officer of OnDeck.com, getting a lot of great feedback during the program from listeners saying, you know, this is great, need to apply, you know, nice to know that we have this kind of an outlet out there. So I think that this was very timely as far as having a show like this, and hopefully that we'll be able to help a few more businesses. But right now we're going to help a couple of businesses that help underwrite the programming here with a couple of commercial breaks. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits. Law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about another 12 minutes. And we're speaking today with Andrea Gellert, who's the Chief Marketing Officer at OnDeck. And Andrea, question that I have for you is, should business owners be concerned about online lenders?
I think not if they're working with the right one. I think a company like OnDeck is established and proven. You know, I've mentioned before, we're a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange. We comply and really highlight all the sort of data security that we have. So I think I think, you know, it's important that a small business owner does make an assessment of the company that they're working with online in the same way that they make assessments offline. I do think that like I said before, as more of the work ends up being online, business owners do have to start getting probably a little more comfortable sharing financial information online. So, you know, trust the company, which is great, but, you know, we know that businesses tend to be pretty conservative when it comes to providing financial information, which makes sense. But the technology of companies like OnDeck, you know, really allow us to securely access the financial data that we need, which allows us to be far more efficient and quickly process your application and get you the funding you need when you need it. So, you know, I think that, again, my advice here would be for business owners to try to get more comfortable with this. If we're asking for information from you online, we've got a secure way of doing it. And you, as in the same way that businesses have adapted to a lot of change in our world, that as our world has become more digital, you know, this is an area that they should start also becoming, you know, somewhat more comfortable with. And the trade-off in terms of ease, speed, efficiency, and effectiveness is really there. So the value of doing that is there for them.
Very good. You mentioned part of the process, and I just want to go back to that for a moment, and that is when the approval actually comes through. So your OnDeck representative calls you and says, congratulations, you've been approved for this amount. This is what happens on the other end of the phone. You know, when we hang up, typically we do the happy dance, we pump our fist in the air. You know, we're excited because now whether it's expansion, inventory, covering payroll, paying down debt, whatever the case may be that made us call OnDeck in the first place, problems are solved and a big, huge burden is off your shoulder. There's a very unique tool, and I want you to touch on this. Once you have an account and you get a login ID, talk to the folks about the dashboard and how to use that to kind of monitor the progress of their loan over time.
Sure. So we have a great online website for our customers that they can log into, and they can see the status of their loan. We have a lot of information about this. We have the ability, actually, we have a mobile application, so you can download our mobile app, and, you know, for those of you like you, Jim, who have one of our lines of credit, you can actually see how much you've drawn to date. If you want to draw more, you can actually draw via the mobile app, and you can also make payments that way as well. And so for us, we recognize that business owners are out and about. You know, most small businesses are not sitting in front of a computer all day long, so we want to make sure that they can access their account through mobile or, you know, or tablet or other devices in a really easy way to keep track of the loan. So because we understand that, again, it impacts their cash flow, we want to make sure that they're aware of it. And part of the other way that I think our loans do this, and we were the first to do this in our industry, is that the loan is divided into equal payments, whether or not that's daily or weekly. And so it's always very obvious to the small business owner what they owe on any day or any week.
It's a tremendous tool. And like you said, you get to see kind of the balance left on the loan and things like that. I did want to touch on something. On your website, you published the results of the study by the analysis group that measured the impact of business activity funded by OnDeck. I found this absolutely phenomenal. Now, among other things, a study observed that while small business lending to traditional lenders has dropped since the Great Recession, small business owners are becoming more and more comfortable engaging in banking activities online. But this is what I found interesting. Now, we've mentioned before OnDeck has loaned $3 billion in loans, which, it's not just to pay down bills and things like that, but what the study showed was that this generated an estimated $11 billion in the U.S. economic impact. An estimated 74,000 jobs were added in the U.S. as a result of small businesses being able to get this type of funding. And the most frequent use for OnDeck loans include buying inventory, employee hiring and retention, and the purchase of new equipment. Anything else in that study that you want to highlight?
I thank you for for bringing it up. We're super proud of the impact we've had in the U.S. economy, and I think you said it exactly right. You know, any dollar that a business owner is using to grow their business has incredible effects in the economy in terms of the amount of money they're putting into other people's hands, like employees, or into purchasing inventory equipment, which creates revenue for the companies that provide that. So I think that it's, again, the study was extremely thorough. There are other details we can talk about potentially at another time. I could spend a whole hour talking about the economic impact study, but there again, I think it's, for us, it's really why we focus on small business, because of the contribution that small business makes to the economy. And I think it also gets to the fact that, listen, our average loan size has been around, $40,000 to $50,000. The $3 billion that we lent is comprised of, 45,000 small businesses and these, $40,000 loans. And so the broad impact of that, I think, is really important. But I also think that one of the mindset shifts that we've really had to educate small businesses on is that you can go a long way with what you might think is a smaller dollar amount, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, which I think is different from how businesses historically have thought about borrowing. Right? It used to be, and I think banks conditioned businesses to really think about the fact that they had, one bite at the apple. And so, because the process was difficult or because they whoever the institution was making them feel like they only had one shot at this, businesses would say, I've got to get as much money as I possibly can, for the longest time I can possibly do. And the reality is that doesn't necessarily match with what the business need at the moment is, right? Why borrow $250,000 over a 5-year period if you only need $30,000 to buy inventory for the next 6 months?
Right.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say the one option that you have is there's a renewal option to the loan process as well, correct?
Yeah, so we find that business owners obviously have ongoing needs, and when you are approximately 50% paid down on your term loan with us, if you are in good standing and your credit profile still looks strong, which it generally does for our customers, we can renew your loan, which means that we basically re-underwrite you for the full amount of the loan, and that provides an extension to the term and to the loan. And what we also do as part of kind of the benefits that we provide is that we have what's called a loyalty benefit. So we take into consideration the fact that you've been paying us back and the fact that you're coming back to do business with us into account in terms of the price that you're going to pay on that loan. So we have a price reduction depending on the performance of the customer and the term of the loan.
Very good. Anything that I've missed? I know I've bombarded you with a bunch of questions here, but is there anything about OnDeck or online lending that you want to convey to the listeners?
Thanks, Tim. It's been so nice to be on your show today, and I feel like we've covered a lot of ground. I think my key message to your listeners are really, take a look at OnDeck, take a look at what we do and what we offer, and have an open mind when it comes to online lending in general, and particularly with respect to us. I think it's still quite new for people, and yet, we think it's better, right? So, take a look at the option and come talk to us. I think that we always have people to talk to. We don't. If you apply online with us, you're under no obligation to take a loan. You can just talk to somebody at OnDeck and really see if it's the right type of financing for your business.
Very good. And again, to reach out to the folks at OnDeck, you can go to OnDeck.com. And also their second website, maybe the step before that, is to go to their other website, BusinessLoans.com, to get more information on how to get your affairs in order before you make that selection. But again, a great company to work with. And if your business needs capital for purchasing equipment or inventory or anything like that, make them your first call. It's been great to work with them. Thanks to Andrea Gellert, the chief marketing